The more stuff like this. Tono, we learn like this. Pemeh devor mamurim, p'dezirus muetis. When does our Mishnah say this cheshbon of 60 days and 120 days? That's only when the nezirus was only for regular 30-day period. So then we say, if each haircut, you have to wait another 30 days. Because it's a suffix, maybe you're a nazir Torah at the beginning. So you can't take a haircut for your mitzvahs right away, or for your tumah right away. If every haircut you take, you have to wait 30 days. But that's only if the nezirus was a nezirus muetis. Avo be nezirus bashana. Let's say you're makabel to be a nazir for a full year. Then the loch is eichel v'kodeshim liyachash teishonim. You have to wait for 2 years to go by until you can take your 2 haircuts. And then you can bring your karbonis from mitzvah, and then you could eat kachim. When do you first finish Hilchos Nezirus to be able to drink wine and touch Mesim? That's after 4 years. Because again, you have to take your 4 haircuts, and in between each one, you have to wait a complete year. For Tony Yolo, we learned like this, Umagaleach Arba Tegalachios. You have to take 4 haircuts. Tegalachas Rishon, how does it work? By your first haircut is maybe Tipurim. You have to bring Tipurim because maybe you are a Mitzvah. If you are a Mitzvah, you have to bring a Korban Tipurim. For the Chatasoif, you also bring a Chatasoif, which comes on a Sofik, because maybe you are not a Mitzvah, but rather you're only just a Tomei, a Nozid that was Tomei. And Vielos Beima, you also have to bring a Korban Eila, because maybe you are neither. Maybe you are not a Tomei, maybe you are not Mukhlat Yadna Tumas Mitzvahs. You're just a plain Nazir, and you finish now your halachas of Nazirus, so you have to bring at least one korban that a regular Nazir brings. Because we're going to call to the Mandi Yama, that after you bring at least one korban, you hutar, then you're allowed to drink wine, then you finish in Nazirim, in Nazirus. So therefore you have to bring at least one korban, but for us the Nazir, that's why you have to have an Olas Behema. Now Shania, by the second haircut that you take, the halacha is maybe Chatasayf. You have to bring a Chatasayf, because maybe you're finishing off mitzaras. The Eulas Behema. You also have to bring an Eulas Behema, because maybe the first time you were Tomei, maybe the first time it was an Ozir Tomei, now the second time you're first finishing off in the Zirus Tatira. Therefore you have to have a Korban Eula for after the Zirus Tatira. And the Chatis Seif is after Tumas from mitzaras. But as an Ozir Tomei, that you don't have a suffix for the second one. Shlishis, the third haircut you take, what kind of carbonus do you bring then? Maybe Chatasayf, you have to bring a Chatasayf, because maybe you are both, you are Mitzvah and you are Tomei. And the Lacher is that the haircut you take with Shein Mitzvah does not help for a Nazir of Tomei. So therefore, after you finish your first 2 haircuts, now you have to take a third haircut with Shein, the Nazirus of Tomeiya. So with that, you have to bring a Chatasayf for your Eulas Behema, but you also have to bring an Eulas Behema, because maybe you are only a Nazir that was a mitzaras. So the first 2 haircuts went b'teros yumitzaras, and now you need a third one b'teros anazir tor. So you have to bring by the third one also nevelos behema. Revius, by the fourth haircut you take, maybe korban tyra. By the fourth haircut, for sure the only side is that maybe you were a nazir tamei, you were a nazir mitzaras, and you finished both of them. So now the fourth one, that's when you're finishing your nazirus the tyra. That's why by the fourth one you only have to bring a korban of a carbon of an Ozir Tor. Now, Omar, to like Omar, we learned before, Tegalachas Rishona. By the first haircut you take, is maybe you have to bring these three types of kabonis. So stuff like this, Umonoshach, Shapikamaisi. By bringing these three types of kabonis, for sure you're doing the right thing. Divadi Mitzayru, because one subject was, maybe it was a Mitzayru for sure. Divadi mitzaruhu v'lav tomei, and he was not a tomei lameis. So then, l'tom lameis heve is tipur v'chavosai. That he's bringing the 2 birds now, that's a chud, that's obligation, but toros nilchus of a mitzaras. V'chatasayif, that he's bringing a chatasayif, really you do not have to bring now, because you are not a nozit tomei, so you do not need a chatasayif. The other locher is no suffik, you can bring a chatasayif min a suffik on a doubt, and v'yozda l'kfura. What do we do after we made the Malika? Then with the rest of it, we make a Kippur, we just bury it. Now, the oilas, that you have to bring a Korban Oilas by the first time, having a Dava, it's on the tzad that you're really a Mitzvah, so you don't have to bring a Korban Oilas now, that's in the Dava, it could be brought for Torah as a present. Now, Ulagal Choy Toich Shiva, Like, what do you want to say? Now, he was a Mitzera. Let him take a haircut right away, or else it means Seif Shiva at the end of the 7 days. Efsha, that you can't do. You can't take a haircut here during the first 30 days. Because the Dilma lav muchlatu. Maybe he was not a Vadi Mitzera. If he was not a Mitzera, for Achman Oma, Tarla Yavra Roshay. The Torah says you're not allowed to take a haircut at all. Ad Malais until you finish your 30 days of Nazirus. So therefore, since it's only a Sofik, if you are a Mitzera or not, the first 30 days, we do not let you take a haircut. You first have to wait till after 30 days went by. Now, V'ilav Mitzera, let's say he wasn't, V'ilav Mitzera V'adai Hevei, let's say he was not a Mitzera, V'hevei Tomei, but rather he's only a Nazir that touched the mace, came in contact with the mace, he has tumor on him. So the law is like this, Chatesoif Chavosoi, that he brings by the first haircut. A Chatesoif, that's very good, that's Pateros and Nazir Tomeiya. This time he was not a Mitzera, so how could he bring us two birds? The Torah says these two birds are brought outside anyway. It's not inside the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, it does not have the yeast of Chulun Bazara. That's how we could do it in a Suffolk. The Eulas Behema, that they were bringing Eulas Behema right now, have in a Dava, that's called in a Dava, because really he was a Nazir Tamei. He does not have to bring a Korban Eulah right now. So that's called in a Dava. V'lav Mitzera Avoi, but now let's say he was not a Mitzera. Now we're talking out now all the different ways that could have happened. First we're saying, let's say he was a Mitzera. Now we're saying, no, maybe he was not a Mitzera. And the second way was, but he was Tomei. Now we're saying now, a third way is, he was not a Mitzera. V'lav Tomeihu, and maybe who then he was also not Tomei. He was just a pure, regular Nazir. So then it's like this. That he brings these two birds on this side that he was not a Mitzvah, there's no purpose for bringing it. But we're saying now, so what? It's only brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, not inside. There's no Yisrael Chulun Bazara. Chatesoif, that he brings the Chatesoif, there's also no purpose for it right now. On the side he was not Tomei, he was not a Mukhlat, he was not a Mitzvah, he does not have to bring a Chatesoif. So that's called Lekfura. That goes Lekfura. It comes, you can make the Malika, the Akhtara, on a Sofik, but you can't eat it, it goes the Kfura. Or Las Behema, Havoy Chavosi. After he has to bring a regular Korban Eulah, that's Pateras Chayv. He finished his Nazirus. He was not a Nazir Tomei, he was not a Mukhlat, he's a regular Nazir. Therefore, a regular Nazir, after 30 days, has to bring his three Kabonis. And here, as long as he brings his Chattis, his Korban Eulah, he's like a ready Yaitza. So therefore, that's called L'chaybosai. For the Gemara, Ivoboi Oshem, the Chori has to bring a Korban Oshem also. On the top, it said it was a Nazir Tomei brings an Oshem. So Gemara answers, Enechanami Rabbi Shimini, Atea Mishinoz Akonta Rabbi Shimin, Tiyama Maisi Amasni, he could bring a Korban Oshem on a Tanai. If what we're making now is in the Zeros, the Tomei, so merely he has to make a Nazir very good. If not, then we say that there's no chayv at all to bring a korban oshim, and that can be brought to Matanai. That is according to Rav Shimon. So the kid said, this is the way he takes care of the korbanos, like the first time, after the first haircut. That even though it's a sofik, maybe he's a mitzvah, it's a sofik, maybe he's tamei lemeis, and it's a sofik, maybe he's neither, he's only a nozit tor. So therefore, he brings one for each one. Then the Mirazah says, Shini Yoshlishis. The second haircut, the second type of kabonis, and the third haircut, the third type of kabonis, is tzipurin leitzarch. By the second and third, for sure, it doesn't have to bring any birds anymore. Kostum monoshoch. David, he already did it. Like, even on the tzad, he was a mitzvah, the first time when it becomes Torah, he has to bring these two birds. Then he takes the haircut, then he has to wait another 7 days. And at the end, the second haircut, he does not bring any tzipurin. So therefore, monoshoch, by the second and third, there's no purpose to bring the birds, to bring the tzipurim. Ma'ika, what do we need? Like, what are we afraid of? Dilma vade muchlatu. Maybe he was for sure a Mitzera, and the first kabbonis, the tzipurim he brought, that's for his muchlat, and now he has to wait 7 days and take another haircut and bring another type of kabbonis. So, chodol l'sofik tzipuroi, v'chodol l'sofik tumosoi. Yeah. In other words, the suffix we have now by the second and by the third, by the second the suffix is maybe he was a Mitzera. So therefore the first one he brought his Tipurim and the second one he has to bring a Chatesoif, L'shem the Tumas of a Mitzera. And it's also possible that maybe he was a Nozer Tomei. If he was both, so then the first two Kabbonis are brought, the first two Ekots are for the Mitzayra, and the third one now is maybe was a Nozer Tomei. So therefore, by the third Hekot, he also has to bring a Chatas Soif, because maybe he is a Sofik, a Tumasai. Now, the Galachas revised, when it comes to the fourth Hekot, then the Locher is maybe Quintaira. Umasni, he now has to only bring the Kabbonis of a Nozer Torah, make a Tanai. Like the Tanai is like